V180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Proverbs 23:16. Never underestimate the power of a spoken word. Only one man in American history ever resigned from the presidency, Richard Nixon. Have you ever considered what brought President Nixon down? Traditional thinking says it was the tapes of his private conversations. But it wasn't the tapes. It was his tongue. It wasn't the tapes, but what he said on the tapes that determined his demise. The words tongue, mouth, lips, and words are mentioned in the book of Proverbs almost 150 times, roughly 5 times in each of the 31 chapters. The fact that so much importance is placed on our words tells us we have better take care of what comes out of our mouths. Stop and consider this. In a period of 50 years, the average person says enough words to create 12,000 volumes of 300 pages each. If that's the average, think about the libraries you're filling and the legacies you're leaving behind. And sadly, some of the words you speak will never be forgotten. William Norris wrote, "If your lips would keep from slips, 5 things observe with care: to whom you speak, of whom you speak, and how and when and where." Solomon wanted his children to grow up with a heart of wisdom. So he said, "My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad indeed. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right." So today, control your tongue.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.